Hi there, friends. Just kidding, that's super creepy. If you guys are old Greg fans, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't know who old Greg is, then you can just disregard that introduction, pretend like it never happened, and just pretend like I said hi, like a normal person. This is the Christoph Lewis Podcast. I promise I'm not weird or creepy. I'm a little bit weird, but I love having conversations with inspirational people, and these are the Contemplations with Christoph, where it is just me. So thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time ever, I truly appreciate it, and I hope that you pass it on to a friend, or hopefully a friend passes it on to you. You can check out these contemplations and all the conversations on my website at christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the
book challenge.
Oh man, reading is sexy. I'm reading one book a week for a year. I have a new Instagram account to follow along and get literally the coolest book facts in the universe on a daily basis. It's one book a week challenge. I'm on a mission to make reading sexier, cooler than ever, and have people realize that it's feasible to read more and faster than you think, and even more so that applying this knowledge is priceless and it will help you obtain your goal. Notice I said apply. Application is a must. Last week I read The Automatic Millionaire by David Bach, and this week I'm reading First, Break All the Rules by Marcus Buckingham and Kurt Kaufman. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 72 with the great and powerful Mr. Tim Kennedy. He's a UFC fighter, Green Beret, TV show host, and he's unapologetically American. He's a great guy. He's a funny guy, and he just had a great time talking to him. He was running around on his cell phone in his backyard while his kid was driving a power wheel and the dog was chasing the kid, and we were doing a podcast, and it was super unique, super fun, super awesome, a lot of great content. If you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend you check it out. Now, today I'm going to speak with you about being 11% ready. So I'm more than 11% ready. So let's get into it. 11% ready, that's not a lot. According to a 2014 Gallup survey of business leaders on issues in higher education, only 11%, quote unquote, strongly believed undergraduates leave college with necessary skill and competencies to succeed in the workplace. Here are a few of the skills students need after college: adaptability, leadership, organization, public speaking, and time management. 11% ready is practically 0% ready. You have to take your education into your own hands, regardless of if you attend college or not. Remember, I'm always talking about, I'm never bashing college, or I'm never bashing the opposite of college, like taking education into your own hands. I'm just saying, hey, there are other options other than college, and there are other options if you want to do other things. Like, there's a whole spectrum of things, and you can go do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And in my experience, you can't rely on one organization or path of knowledge to fully guide you through your life. You have to learn through many avenues, people, books, podcasts, you name it. One of the reasons that I started the podcast is so that I could learn from people. And now, as that's just for me, now I capture it though via a podcast, and I'm able to share it with you all as well. So you can do things like that as well. I always want to show, like, the point of the conversations is to show people that have gone out there and are doing what they love despite the odds, but these people are also helping other people. So getting back to it, let's reel it back for a second. If you go to college, don't depend on that to get you through the rest of your life, especially when most of what you'll learn in your first year will be erroneous by your third year. Whether you take the path of formal education or not, and you subscribe to a growth mindset, the mind of an individual who loves and is obsessed with bettering themselves and growth must constantly be learning. These are your ABLs. That's what they always taught us, right? Your ABLs. Always be learning. So always be learning. Don't ever sell yourself short with how much you can learn. You can learn more. That's like going back to the book challenge. Like, not only is that sexy and awesome, challenging yourself with book reading, but like, for real, like, why did I start that? If you don't know, I started it for a few different reasons. One, because I have a neck injury and it became debilitating a few months ago. Like, I'm okay now talking, but if I do the wrong thing, I am immobile for 24 hours and my wife has to take care of me. Like, I can't move. So anyways, no pity party. And also, I was a self-proclaimed bad reader in my own mind. So I saw the opportunity to not be able to work out to, hey, I have time now that is opened up. Let's fill that time with something that will benefit me. So I started reading. I heard on a podcast, I can't remember who it was, but I heard on a podcast reading a book a week. And I was like, that's crazy. That's ludicrous. But I'm doing it. I'm on book number 12 and I'm just having a great time and I'm learning a lot and I'm sharing that with you guys. And that's what I always want to get back to is go out there, do what you want. Don't sell yourself short. Go out there and freaking crush it. But share it with other people, like help them. There's more than likely somebody where you want to go. You are likely where somebody wants to be. So there are people all over the playing field and everybody can help each other out and everybody can make each other's lives better, easier, and more fun. So don't be 11% ready. I don't care if you go to college or you do not go to college. Whichever path you go down to, don't be reliant on one thing or one organization to make you ready for the career you want to do and make you ready for the rest of your life. Like, education should be continuous. You should be learning until your very last day. We will not be 11% ready. We'll be as ready as we possibly can. We will do as much as we can to prepare ourselves to do what we want. And those things that we want to do, we will not sell ourselves short. We will turn our dreams and our hopes and our aspirations into goals. We will write them down. We'll say them out loud and we'll get after them because goals can be obtained and goals can be 5x'd, 10x'd. Up your goals. I promise you, you can do more than you think you can do. Don't sell yourself short and be ready. Always be ready. Prep your gear. If the military taught me anything, it was prep your gear. Have it ready. Be ready. All right, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis and the book challenge at One Book a Week Challenge. A great and free way to pay me is to share this with a friend. So if you think somebody needs to hear this, if they think just something is just the end all be all and they're the college superstar or they're the book superstar and they're never going to listen to anybody else, then maybe this is what they need to listen to. Or maybe that's you and you need to listen to it again. And I can't wait to listen to it while I edit it because I need to take my own advice more often. So thanks for listening, but please don't only listen, apply these things. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all the best books, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.